Democratic lawmakers are also pushing a bill that would allow bankruptcy judges to block home foreclosures. They're not getting much support from banks. Many bank CEOs testifying before Congress yesterday said they oppose changes to the bankruptcy laws. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Housing experts say 2 million more foreclosures are coming over the next couple of years. That's really bad for the economy. And regulators say the lending industry has been paralyzed and unable to avoid preventable foreclosures. That is, say, where the homeowner has a decent job and can afford their house at its current market value, but they're stuck in, say, a really high interest rate loan.
Some of the estimates say there are hundreds of thousands of people in this category.
That's Judge Rich Leonard of the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in North Carolina. He supports legislation that would give judges like him the power to force lenders to lower interest rates and to cram down the amount the borrower owes to reflect the current value of the house. He says that would help people who could afford their homes if they had better loan terms. He says it wouldn't help the people who just bought a house way beyond their means.
That's why I think this is such a good proposal, because I think it sorts out very neatly the first category from the second.
1 million people a year already go through the bankruptcy courts, and judges can restructure all kinds of other loans for cars or mobile homes or vacation homes. The industry, though, says letting judges do this for primary residences as well could push up interest rates for all borrowers. Some economists dispute that. Proponents hope to push the legislation forward in coming days. Chris Arnold, NPR News.